From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Shadow Soldier by C.K. Krieger, Book 2 in the Gunsmith series. Now let's begin with Shadow Soldier, Chapter 1. I admit to being drowsy after lunch, in the zone, and a little bored. I was trying to interest myself in the routine task of re-bluing the barrel of an 1861 caliber Spencer for one of my regular customers, the museum director with an eye to adding to his Western history collection. My brother, Scott, the other half of the Irons family gunsmithing team, calls them cowboy guns. He prefers Sig Sauers and Glocks. I like the cowboys. Anyway, I woke up real fast when the shop door crashed open. My head snapped erect with a neck-popping haste, and I saw a boy standing there, looking as if he couldn't figure out how that had happened. I felt an emanation of power, even then, though I blamed the ice cube chill on the violent April wind, a wind that had snatched the unlatched door right out of the kid's hand. He should have been counting himself fortunate the heavy plate glass didn't rebound right back in his face, a very real possibility, had not the doorstop caught in the security bars at the bottom. Luckily for him, the door has all the newest safety features, meaning it was expensive, since it's specially made with a slide-over steel backup for when we're closed, an important consideration when the shop in question belongs to a gunsmith. Of course, it might have helped if there hadn't been two of the young buggers wrestling each other to see who could enter the building first. I know I winced. Oh, not because of the door, but because, I'll swear, I felt the circa 1912 brick structure vibrate all the way to the second-story roof as it fit two.